Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
A look at post-resurrection of Jesus. What should be the vision and assignment? So you can see that I'm going to be summarizing many of the things that have been said here too. Hallelujah. So Jesus went to all those locations. I'm just using natural language to convey my thoughts. And everywhere he had all those things. See, God carefully crafted his movement. And everything was answering to everything that the enemy has used over eons of generations. We don't even know how many years passed before man came into existence. But God, Jesus dealt with everything. So that when he rose and he became Lord of all, the Bible says he filled all in all. In filling all, he was telling them anywhere they exist that I have overcome. So when they say, what is your evidence? He said, this is it. And they all saw it. And they all submitted that thou art Lord. Amen. Amen. Am I communicating? So it's a great thing for me that Jesus found me. The greatest thing that happened to me was Jesus found me. I didn't find salvation. I didn't go looking for it. I never wanted it. I still can remember the time, every time, you know, I had these friends, they were my classmates, they used to preach to me. I enjoyed arguing with them. I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed wasting their time. Praise God. We would argue throughout the prep. Prep, how many hours is prep? About how many hours? 3 hours. We used to have prep in the afternoon, we have prep in the evening. Prep in the afternoon, I would do. But evening prep, I would gist. I'll come from football field after training. Instead of me going to the hostel to go and bathe and come back and come and read, me, I'll just come straight from Daniel straight to the club and we will argue Bible. And we'll go one way, I will go another way. I'm very poor. But when Jesus cornered me, I thank God for that day. If that's all I would go and meet him for, I just say, Jesus, I just come and will lay before you. Thank you for saving me. Please don't play with your salvation. You know, I used to tell people, you can take this pulpit from me. I can even give you my title of pastor if you're angry with that. Amen. But one thing I cannot play with is bro. Did you hear? Bro. You know what that means? That means I'm a brother to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's a relationship that I don't play with. So coming to what I want to share with us today, there are three dimensions of our responsibility, post-resurrection responsibility of the church. There's a responsibility we have towards the world. There's a responsibility we have towards Israel. There's a responsibility we have towards ourselves. Amen. And there's a responsibility we have for ourselves. So 4 dimensions of resurrection activities is going on. Whether you and I like it or not, those things are going on at the same time, God helping us. Now, when you speak about the high calling of God that pastor spoke about, there is that high calling. Now, this is what Paul was saying. See, Jesus came and apprehended him. Are you with me? He captured him. He cornered him for one purpose, that he may engage on the quest of apprehending something. Do you follow me? They apprehended him so that he can now begin a life quest of laying hold of something. That was why he said that he was pursuing that high call. It's a call. And Pastor Joshua has spoken to us about that call. Every one of us has that call on his life or our life. That's why we said you cannot have when we talk about destiny, that's why I have a problem with that doctrine of and teachings of destiny. Oh, it's your destiny to become a millionaire. That is not your destiny. And that's what led me to preach that message, false finish lines. People are pursuing projects in life that they have no business pursuing. One of the greatest regrets that people will know that is very, very common on earth is the point when men want to cross over to eternity. That's when it will dawn on them that they've wasted their life. At least, I've been blessed with the experience of falling sick. Did you hear what I said? It's an experience where the best foods meant nothing to me. No taste. I had no desire for it. You know, that's the time when I was growing up. That was the time they would give me Milo. They would give me everything that I love. They will offer it, but my mouth has no interest in it. It's of my soul. I think it's my soul. My soul has no interest. Then that means that you really need it. Oh God, I said I was going to speak Yoruba again. Father, have mercy on me. I really didn't need those things. My life didn't really consist in those things. Praise God. And so that's how it will be when a man has acquired everything in the whole world. Jesus now said, now he now ends up losing his soul. What has he now gained? It's a dangerous thing. And yet you see in this world, if you don't marry, they will talk about you. If you don't bump Pikin, it will be a problem. If you don't build a house, Olorebruku, now that one is not Yoruba. Do you follow me? It's inside it. I'm reporting the reported speech. If you don't buy a car, they say the enemy has done his life in. And yet, by the time you are crossing to eternity, you find that all is vanity. Somebody said the dilemma of vanity. A vanity that is important, yet it's still vanity. So, Paul said, in this world, using it, but not abusing it. You have to learn how to use it and not let it become a distraction to where you are going. It's a wisdom. Praise God. So, in going forward, how do we leverage on the benefit of the resurrection? Now, like I said, one of the major things about the resurrection is that God has a template. He has a goal. It's not just one goal. He has goals. Embedded inside that I calling are many sub goals that will bring you into the main goal. You can't come into the main goal where your life is haphazard, where sin is still having dominion over you. You cannot lay hold upon the I calling of God, because that itself will disqualify you from being able to access it. Am I communicating? So those are sub goals that you must deal with if you are going to lay hold upon that I calling. Amen. And that icon, if you see, everything is still centered around resurrection. Praise God. See something about resurrection. Resurrection brought us the power to be able to accomplish it. John chapter 1, verse 12. I have so many scriptures. I'm trusting God that I'll be able to finish it. John chapter 1, verse 12. What did he say there? He said, but as many as received it, what did he do? He gave them power to become. Between the time they got power and the issue of sons of God, there is a gap. And the ability to transit from the point you receive Jesus and the point you become a son of God, you require power to push it through. Though for those of us who did a little physics, you will know what they call how do you push electricity? Voltage. Potential difference. There's a potential difference. And it requires power to push you through. Because embedded in that, your travel are resistances. Is there any word like that? So you must overcome all those and conquer everything. Just like I said at the beginning, that there were things that Jesus needed to conquer before he sat upon the throne.
Are you with me?
Because in going through the stratas of creation, he had to subdue all those stratas as he was climbing up. Until he arrived at the place where nothing was going to inhibit him from sitting down.
Hallelujah.
Because if he had a question he had not dealt with, they will challenge his capacity to sit on the throne. Do you follow me? Because it's not just power. We are dealing with legalistic issues here. Amen. You know, right now everybody has gone to court. The idea of now in this world, now in Nigeria now, anything you don't like, go to court. If your case is strong, you win. If your case is weak, sorry for you. Am I communicating? So, likewise, for Jesus to sit. Now, if they say we have an enemy that's resisting us before God, how much more Jesus Christ? You think that if Jesus had an issue, Satan would not challenge him? If you say, God, this man can't sit. He can't sit. Why? And he will begin to bring the charges against Jesus. So don't think it was an easy ride for Jesus. No, he had to subdue all those things. Likewise, you also have to come to the place where you need to subdue. And the power, the way to go about this, how do you take power and use power to become the sons of God? Now, power itself is a study on its own. We need to do some study on that. Now, I want to say this. You see, power... How do I explain it? I'm trying to look for a thing natural to use. You see, power itself can is like grace. Grace itself is a form of power. It's a form of power. Are you with me? So power can morph depending on what you need it for. That power he gave us to become sons of God. You can take that power and use it. It can manifest itself as the gifts of the Spirit. It can manifest itself as fruit of the Spirit. It can manifest itself as grace to do. Am I communicating? That is the same power. It's coming from God. Amen. And how does it also come? Paul spoke about that. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Can you go to 1 Corinthians 2? When he was speaking, I said, we have received the things of God. He said, nobody knows the things in the mind of a man. Is it 2 or 1? 2. Can you quickly give it to me? No, go to where it started. Okay, excellent speech. Can you go to... Let's go to around 10, 11. Let's go to 10. Now, say... Okay, no, reverse back to 8. Let me start from 8. 8. Say, now, let's talk about the wisdom. Again, that wisdom is a manifestation of power. Are you with me? That wisdom is what? Is a manifestation of power. It's the same power that is manifesting as wisdom. Because the Bible says wisdom is by the weapons of war. Weapons of war are means of coercion. They are means of subduing. But he said wisdom is better than that. Wisdom itself is an instrument of coercion. It's an instrument of power. Am I communicating? Praise God. Now, he said there is the wisdom that they did not know. They did not understand the strategy. Embedded in that word wisdom is the word strategy and purpose. Are you with me, church? They did not know what he was orchestrating. They had an idea because he has told them in Genesis chapter 3, said the seed will bruise the head of the serpent. God had announced what was going to do. And Satan knew what he was doing. That's why if you look at the history of all those men that came from Adam till Jesus came, Satan worked tirelessly to make sure that they were unqualified to be the lamb. You think it was a small thing for Noah to have gotten drunk? Oh, you don't understand the workings of fallen angels. Up till that time, we had not had anybody got drunk. But somehow he planted this thing. Who told him about fermentation? So, okay, let me just try and leave this thing alone. I'm trying to understand how these things was working.
And he left it alone. And after a few days, he went to taste it. It tasted sweet. And by the time he drank it, bros began to... Amen. I watched one's drama. It's not a drama, no. I just watched it on YouTube. One of these reels of a cock. They put an alcoholic drink on the ground. And the cock... you have watched it. And the cock went to start sipping. The guy was just tumbling. Oh, God. Are you with me, church? Now, you think that is... See, somebody put it there deliberately to create that kind of scenario. I have watched one real-life story of a tree that has these very beautiful fruits, and the fruits will fall to the ground and fermented, and animals will come and be eating the fruits. Come and seek palongo. Ah, the elephant, oh, baboon, all of that are just tumbling down. You will climb tree, will come down big. Ah, it was so funny. Somebody's wisdom crafted that. It was basically to make sure that none of them was qualified. You think it was easy? You think it was not? You think if David did not fall, if David did not commit that sin, David would have become the Christ. You don't understand. Oh, perfect now. What is the sin against David? What did David do wrong? If not for that one. We would have ended up worshipping David. But in the wisdom of God, he was not going to use David. But Satan felt it was going to be David and moved against him. Am I communicating? These things that the pastor, they did not know. They did not understand. Hallelujah. And so, none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. By reason of the fact that if you see Jesus, he did not qualify to be the Lamb. Praise God. Based on all the things he went through, naturally speaking, he would not have been the one. But I want to believe that at a point, Satan was like, I hope we've not made a mistake. Because he said, the enemy cometh and he findeth nothing in me. I'm very sure he must have scanned Jesus and found nothing in him. But I want to believe that he didn't know about the crucifixion. He might have read the prophecies, and he did not understand what the prophecies meant, especially that prophecy of Psalm 53. He didn't understand it. It was after Jesus died that their eyes opened. You think God does not blind them? How do I know their eyes open? It was that because, you see, all the people that were crucifying him, they were being sponsored by demons. All the things you read about, the things they said, they were giving voice to demons. Amen. But there was a man called the high priest who was not inspired by demons, inspired by the Holy Ghost. He said, it is proper that one should die for the whole nation. Sharonti, it was high priest. Because you cannot offer the lamp as an atonement for Israel until the high priest speaks. So it was necessary for the high priest to speak. Once he declared him, it is proper for him to die. The pastor, he spoke by the Holy Ghost. After that, every other thing they said, demons go and there. That's why it's possible for a man to be used by God and demons. That's why you must keep your heart. Praise God. All of them. After he died, they said, Kai, that guy said he will rise the third day. Sharonti. He said so. They were verbalizing what demons were thinking. Ah, they said, we must do something. This man must not rise. Otherwise, we would have created more problems than we were trying to solve. That's why they got Pilate to seal the tomb. As if that will stop God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Verse 9. But as it is written, I had not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things, please pay attention to, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. There are things he has prepared for them. There is a program for us. Praise God. And there are things inside that program. Can we continue? But God hath revealed them. That's why we did revelation. This ministry of the Holy Ghost is a ministry of revelation. That's why Christianity in quote. Dude, they don't. They did. The apostles didn't call it Christianity. They called it the way. It is Catholic Church that even Catholics say they are not Christians. Don't you know? You don't know. They are not Christians. They are Catholics. They stand alone. That's why in every institution you see a Catholic church, then you see a non-Catholic church. They don't mix. I don't know why Pastor didn't talk along that line. Maybe we are going to mix. Is it like we are going to mix? Because likely, that was not going to work. But God had revealed them to us by His Spirit. Now that's an aspect of the Holy Ghost that we need to begin to engage. It's not just the gifts of the Spirit. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost. So when we speak about the communion of the Spirit, this is where we are coming to. Those things that God has planned is can only be gotten by revelation of the Spirit. And let's continue. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, these deep things of God are the materials that make God God. Do you understand me? Can you understand that? Can you accept that? Because this is, we take faith to understand, appreciate. There are things that are inside God. Of course, there are things inside of me that makes me me. You cannot separate my thought life from me. Are you with me? Those are my things. Neither can you separate my lungs from me. That's why, I don't know why it is so, but if you take out my lung and bring a foreign lung, my white blood cells will fight it. How they get to know which one is their own, I don't know. Somehow they just know which one is theirs. So what they do is that they have to give that person drugs that will suppress the white blood cells so it will not kill that organ. But in doing that, the body is susceptible to attack. So, I spoke Yoruba again. God have mercy. Verse 11. Don't be carried away with my something. Don't let that one, just face your work. Don't be distracted. God bless you. For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is inside of him? Praise God. You know, the spirit of man is associated with knowledge. Associated with what? With knowledge. But that's not my emphasis today. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now this is where I'm going. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Please pay attention. The spirit of this world will communicate the things of this world. Are you with me? They will communicate to you the things of this world. It is those things of this world that will shape you, that will transform. It's a manifestation of a kind of power. The power that can change a man. The power that can alter the characteristics of a man. Are you with me? It's a wisdom. And they have downloaded it through our educational system. Praise God. Like I told you, a non-entity entered university through JAMB. It's a bloody non-entity. Are you with me? This guy knows no jack. In 5 years, he's a lawyer. What happened between the time he entered and the time he's graduating? They poured things into him. And by the time he's standing, he's talking like a learned fellow. And when you see pride. Yeah, what are you? Do you follow me? What happened in 5 years? We knew when you came into university. Am I communicating? The wisdom changed him. Likewise, all of you here, wisdom is changing you. You may not know it, but you are changing. There was a time, pastor was not a farmer. But today, when he stands, a farmer is talking. I can't fight him because he's an authority. Especially with breeding. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. Knowledge. The things of this world. And that's why I find it very funny when I listen to ministers, and I've said it here before, when they talk to us, there's a scripture I came across about Solomon. Solomon spoke about, he said, this Solomon person, I hope I will be able to finish this. Ecclesiastes 1:13. I'll come back here. Ecclesiastes 1:13. It's something I want to read. It says, I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. That is what he said he gave his heart to do, to search by wisdom. Amen. And people are being raised with materials that will make them more heartly. They were not meant to be like that, but that is what some people in the church are doing. You call it progress. You call it prosperity. You call it all kinds of funny things. You call it motivation speaking. And tell you the truth, the thing works. Don't let us lie to ourselves. Honestly, it's not good to be poor. Tell your neighbor it's not good to be poor. Don't let us tell lies. Don't spiritualize poverty. Amen. Do you follow me? But that is really not the cocoa agenda, Ganga. Amen. And so they are raising men with those sorts of things. But see, can you revert back to where we came from? Please, how much time? Nobody gave me time. I didn't see the time. But I'm cool. I can speak for the next 1 hour. I can start it. I can start now. Praise God. Because this is just, I'm just introduction. Hallelujah. Where was I? Here. Oh yeah. Now, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, it's not everything they've given us. Are you of one book? Well, they're not giving. They've not given us everything. But there are things they've freely given us of God. And those things is enough. The problem that we don't even know those one things that they've given us from God. But look at verse 13. We things also, we have been doing what we have been speaking about. Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. 14. But the natural does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's why I said that, look, till the day we live, we may not come into that. We may not. Because these things are spiritually discerned. The more you grow in these things, the more you become older and you have more experience in handling it. The challenge we have is that it's possible that few people may come into this reality, but many may not come into it because of many variables. Praise God. I believe, because see, there is something about God. If one or two persons come into it, his testimony is sure. Are you with me? He has completed his work. That just might be. No, we're talking about coming to the fullness of Christ. Are we saying all of us will come into that fullness? The day Jesus will come back, some people are getting born again. He's coming back this afternoon, in the next 5 minutes. So people are getting born again now. Will they come into that fullness? All this knowledge you and I have, will they be able to... Do you follow me? They may not be able to come into it, but eventually they will come into it. Praise God. Don't ask me how. I don't know that answer or that question or how to answer that question. It is his prerogative. But what I'm trying to say is this. When they take of the things of God and they pour it inside of you, just like that non-entity that came in as a nobody, and in years, please pay attention that it's time. There's a time factor involved. After years, the guy standing is no longer a non-entity. What is standing there is a learned fellow. In years, if you will pay attention diligently to the things of the Spirit, and you are receiving daily the things that is coming from God, after a while, you will find out that the things that will be manifesting is no longer a learned fellow. What will be standing in your presence will be a son. Am I communicating? That is the plan you have for yourself. That is a challenge you and I have. How are we going to take of those things of the Holy Ghost and imbibe it, and let the thing flow through our minds. And that's an area I want to also pay attention to. The role of our minds. The way we think. Isaiah said, God was speaking to Isaiah, said, let the wicked man forsake his thoughts, and the evil man his ways, and let him turn to the Lord. Hallelujah. Said, God said, I will have mercy. Say, for my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. What makes God God is his thoughts. If you can think like God, you will act like God. Now, I'm not saying you just think, you just enter one. No. You see, why is it that when they bring a child, let me give you an example of what I'm trying to say. This young chap that you are seeing here that is playing, his name is Daniel. If we carry that boy and we drop him in US, in the next 5 years, you will recognize him again. What changed him? Is it the food? Is it the weather? You will see his skin change. You will see his lips. You see his eyebrows. Everything will change. The boy will be... You carry that same boy and put him in Akumba. You will regret. You will regret. His father will cry. I'm finished. I won't forget my cousins. They came in from England. Their parents could not handle their case. They brought them down to us. And they lived with us for a few years. By the time their parents are landed, no, when these guys arrived, they were speaking Queen's English. We didn't understand what they were saying. But by the time their parents came, they were sorry for themselves. They were not speaking Yoruba, they were speaking Ekiti. Follow me. They are changed. So the place you spend, the time you spend, and the things you spend and engage with will change you. So if you are engaging with the Holy Ghost and He's pouring those things into you, that's why it's called communion of the Spirit. He's pouring those things into you. It goes beyond the gifts of the Spirit, because that is another dimension of power. Amen. You will come to a place where you will come into a knowing. Because we just tell you this is it, and just go, the Holy Ghost said this is it, and you just go and do it. Say you follow me. It's not a manifestation. There are some people that you may not call it gifts of the Spirit. They just walk in, and demons will be some assaulting. They've not preached, they've not talked. Demons are manifesting in their presence. What is the gift that you are talking about there? I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. Look, there are dimensions. But I think this one we must find out. This manifestation of this power. And so for yourself, you owe yourself that responsibility of engaging God and harvesting. Let me use that word. Harvesting the things of God. We won't do it for you. Laying of hands won't transfer it. No, it will not. Proverbs tell us, say, when you cry for wisdom, when you seek her, with all your heart. Amen. Said so then you will now know. Am I communicating? This is wisdom. The only technology is your own, being deliberate. A seeking on your own. Now, for us who are preachers, we have a problem. The problem is that we need to prepare for every situation that meets us. So we study to be able to preach. It's a trap. It's a big trap. I recognize that. When I was growing and there was no need for me to preach, I was just studying Bible for my own self. That thing was just sweet. Hallelujah. I never got to many of the things I'm preaching today, I got them 14, 15 years ago. Praise God. Thank you. Let me go back to where they sent me. Are you with me? But I found out that God is good. When I study for a particular program, I have insight and all that, but I learned that, you see, the thing may not really stick because I sought it to give. I didn't seek it to grow. So that's why it's possible for you to be anagbero. We power warned us against or about. That you're not going to Lagos, oh, but Lagos, come and enter. Lagos, come and enter. This is the road to Lagos. I can show you the path to eternal life. I can show you the mysteries of the seven thunders. But what is that to me that preached it? I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. So you see, it's a challenge that we have. How do you take these things and use it for yourself? The Bible says, Paul advises Timothy, say, pay attention to your doctrine that you may save yourself first. Before you save others who are listening to you. But you see, we will try to save others before ourselves. For we are more righteous than God. Be careful. This thing must not waste. The second thing I want to say, which we have said before, is Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. We have a responsibility to the world. That one is not far-fetched. God bless you, Brother Dicky. You cannot give me 6 minutes. It's not fair. It's not fair. Don't do me like this. Give me 20 more. I was going to ask for 1 hour. No, I asked you for an hour. Because that time was introduction. I was just introducing the message. God bless you. Let me clap for him. If you don't give me that 20 minutes, we will draw the clap. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. 19. Oh yeah, 19. You are wasting the time more. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Please pay attention. Go into all the nations and do what? Teach all nations. Isn't it go and preach? Go and teach. Go and teach the nations. And in their teaching, do what? Baptize them. You know what baptism means? It means immerse. Immerse them into the teaching of the Father. Immerse them to the teaching of the Son. Immerse them to the teaching of the Holy Ghost. Please, this is not evangelism. We have used it for evangelism. I've said it before. And that's a challenge we have. It is talking about how to colonize the world. Let us colonize their thinking. That what controls their thought pattern is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They may not be born again. You know that Muslims have colonized us. When you go for burials now, you hear people say, let us pray for the repose of the dead. So where did you find that from? It's an Islamic. When we fast, when are we supposed to break the fast? Yeah, talk now. Six. Eh? The Jews, when did they break down? Six, they told you. That's what they told you. Amen. These are practices we picked up. If you don't even ask yourselves, where did they come from? Do you know that a new day does not start at 6 a.m. in the morning? A new day starts at 6:01 in the evening. Oh. Because they've colonized our thinking. But we have not colonized them. When a Muslim says, by the grace of God, he is being colonized. But the problem that he doesn't understand, the person who taught him about the grace of God told him that grace is unmerited favor. That was wrong teaching. So those of us that have the accurate teaching, when are we going to begin to teach them? You know, sometimes, have you listened to people on radio and listened to people on television? So I listen to them and I wonder, how did they get money to fund this thing? We that have the authorities rev, we don't have the money to go on air. Can you imagine if we have money and we are sharing some of these things we are sharing on on CNN? There will be a problem. Because we'll be invalidating many ministries. But we don't have the money. So the revelation is here. The time I did the Authorities on Air, it was only for 3 months. Those who had it said they've never had the things I was sharing before. Oh, they didn't hear it. It was strange to them. Now, can you imagine we have the money to run it? Now, that thing is not cheap. Thank God, Mama Beji is not here. To be on Adaba alone, I mean, for one episode, cannot be less than 20. I don't know. Pastor may know. Pastor, do you have an idea? Cannot be up to, maybe it's now about 25,000 naira. Depends on the. Now, imagine to do that. That's episode, though. 52 weeks. That's a lot of money. And yet people find it and they are preaching crap. Are you with me, church? If we're going to influence this world, then we may have to think about the strategies that we need to use to get across to them. Hallelujah. So we are called to colonize them, to teach them. Now, let me look at Acts 19, the story of Paul in Ephesus. Let me pick it from verse 8. For me, this is a prototype of what it means to go and colonize the world. Are you there? And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning what? Concerning what? Was it preaching Jesus Christ? Or was it preaching prosperity? What was the emphasis of Paul in Ephesus? The kingdom. Am I communicating? It wasn't preaching the things we are preaching today. It was preaching things concerning the kingdom. Of course, embedded in that teaching is the central theme that there is a king that we must all submit to. Am I communicating? And when you have a king, of necessity, submission is required of you. Praise God. Of course, you that you are preaching it, you must be submissive to the king. It's now today now nobody asks about the will of God. One heard a man of God say, there is nothing called the will of God in marriage. If you love anybody, just marry the person. And I said, ew. Then another one came and said, look, it's for better, for best. If it's not working, walk away. And I said, those are discussions of rebelliousness. If you know you have a king, you can't walk out of your marriage. Hello? If you have a king, you cannot betray the trust of your wife. Am I communicating? If you know you have a king whom you are going to answer to, you will take care of your family. We will not have broken homes. Praise God. It is lawlessness that makes a man to walk away. Or a lady to have 4 or 5 partners. Married women, no? The day one, my friend told me of a friend of hers. I said, it's fun. I said, but you are married. I said, but it's having fun. And she goes to church. It's lawlessness. Because they don't know that there is a king. And a king does not give suggestions. A king commands. Praise God. And if you will refuse the order of the king, the penalty is death. It's not dojo. They will just take your head off. So where was I? And can we give you verse 9? Let me move on. But when divers were hardened, because talking about the kingdom demands submission, like I said, so people will not take it. Why must I submit? So they were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude. He departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. 10. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. You now see where the context of the Lord Jesus came in. He was not preaching Jesus only as the Savior who died and rose. He was preaching him as the reigning king of the kingdom. Are you with me? And that was what was causing problems with those guys that were hiding, and they were just going to go and listen. And the Bible says, and after 2 years, the Bible says in that space, God began to wrought special miracles. Now, it didn't start off doing miracle services. What was he doing? It was simply teaching. And in the period of those 2 years, the people who heard him began to teach others also. They began to spread the teaching, so much so that the whole of Asia Minor heard about the kingdom of God. The people who went teaching it were probably not born again. Probably they never got born again. But can you imagine somebody coming and say, I was just coming from Ephesus. They had this new something about one kingdom that Jesus is building. Yeah, and the name is Jesus. And they were hearing about it. Am I communicating? But the funny thing was that the people who were in that school of Tyrannus did not keep the revelation to themselves. The thing many of us are hearing, how many of your friends know it? Have you engaged them to share with them? Have you told them about it? Many of us don't open our mouth. 2 years, and all of Asia Minor heard about it. And the Bible says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Because the atmosphere was conducive for miracles to take place. We all want miracles, but I think there is an atmosphere that makes miracles easy to happen. Amen. So from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of apron. Now up to this time, this kind of miracles had never happened before in the history of mankind. There's no record of it ever happening. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I don't know the kinds of miracles God will wrought through your hands in your own days. But I'm trusting God that it will be wonderful in Jesus' name. And diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. Verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of Jesus Christ, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached." 14. And there were these seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, we did so. 15. And the evil spirits answered and said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. 17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. Fear fell on them all. And the name of Jesus was magnified. 18. And many that believed came. What made them believe? What happened? They were not in the school of Tyrannus. They've heard about Jesus as one of the alternate gods available in the Roman Empire. But when they began to hear certain reports about him, they came and confessed and showed their deeds. You know, there was this something they said happened, is that it was happening in America. They say it's a reviver. I don't know, one university like that. And I just said to myself, that is not a reviver. It's not a reviver. If you have a reviver, nobody will tell you. It will sweep the whole town. It will break out. People will be crying under. They said they were singing for hours. They did not know. Yes, that is a work of the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost is moving, you will see something. It will be convicting men of sin, righteousness, and what? Judgment. There was a particular article I heard of that thing. They said maybe some of them were gay or lesbians. So, well, I don't know. I was not there and I'm not there. But I just know that was a move of the Spirit, but it's not really the revival we are talking about. Are you with me? I'm not sure the revival we are talking about will come from America. I'm not sure. It may come from Togo. Are you with me? You are not answering me. Don't answer me. It doesn't matter.
And he says, I'm not going to take offering for you for that. And many that believe came and confessed and showed their deeds. That's why you know there is a revival going. Because when the Holy Ghost is in charge, these things will begin to happen. 19. And what happened? Many of them also, which used curious acts, brought their books together and burned them before all the men. The move of the Holy Ghost will affect the educational system. Am I communicating? When you see the genuine move of and the power of God, it will alter the educational system in that community. What else did they do? The Bible says they burned them before all men and counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. 20. I don't know how much that is in current affairs. So mightily grew the word of God, and what happened? It prevailed. When we are colonizing the world, now not everybody in Ephesus got born again, but the word of God grew and prevailed against every philosophy that was prevalent in that region. Are you with me? That so much so that people began to rule their lives based on the standard of the kingdom. It's like an Oyibo man. He's not born again, but you can't lie to him. The day you lie to an Oyibo man, he won't talk to you again. But he's not born again. What do you think is ruling his heart? It's the principle of the kingdom. He has been exposed to it. Am I communicating to us? So when you look at Nigerian situation, the reason why our Christianity is 1 kilometer long and 1 inch deep is because we are not serious people. We mount it that way, we are believers, but there is no power. If there is power, you will see that the people around us will come under conviction. So what kind of prayer points are we praying? I don't have the time to go into that. I have less than 4 minutes. Let me say one other thing. In that 4 minutes that I have, I haven't enjoyed the privilege of having more than enough time to say everything, not everything I wanted to say. The other thing I want to add is our responsibility towards Israel. Like we have shared that one, so I won't need to say much about that. Israel is looking for something. They don't know what it is. The Gentile church has a responsibility not just to preach, but to show them what that thing is. Praise God. Maybe it is that price of the high calling that when we lay hold on it, Israel will see us and say, this thing, where did you get it from? We said, we got it from your God. They say, if our God has gave it to you, then we must, it's our right. Then they will come back and meet him. Amen. So if it is something for, if that high price is something for eternity, when we talked about the reward of our faith, that when you get to heaven, there is a reward. But I don't think that price is actually when you get to heaven. I believe it is something that is a now thing that we will get in this life. Because when you lay hold upon it, Israel will see that you have it. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Praise God. So we need to appreciate the fact that the challenge before us is not just for ourselves, is how do we reach Israel? There are some churches in America that they believe by supporting Israel, they are serving God's purpose. Maybe. Hallelujah. They send relief materials, they lobby for Israel, they get many things done for Israel. It's having a purpose. But that will not get Israel converted. It won't get Israel converted. So while some people are doing that, let us know that this aspect of our calling is an important one. Hallelujah. The church. Of course, the role of the church is very simple. The objective of God for the church is that we may be presented what? Blameless. That's what Paul was saying. Okay, let us look at two scriptures, then I'll close. 2 Corinthians 11:2. 2 Corinthians 11:2. He says, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Every leadership has that responsibility of presenting every one of us as a chaste virgin to Christ, undefiled. Let's look at the second scripture, Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. Okay, this is not what I have. Ephesians 5:27. That's the last of the last. Ephesians 5:27. Can we just look at that? Ephesians 5. This is what he wants to do. That he might present it to himself. A what? A glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing that is not right. When you say any or such thing, that means anything that is not right. It's not proper. It's like all the sisters that want to marry, they want to make sure that all the pimples on their faces are removed on the day of their wedding. So they have to put a lot of layers of pancake, Abby. Then their eyebrow, that is not fine. They will do it like this. You go up and this, you go corner like Captain Spark of Star Wars. Then by the time you look at them, you wonder, you now ask, sir, where is the sister that wants to marry? Hey, Joe. I mean the wrong place. I'm the one. No, it's not you. I'm not the one. Amen. Why are they doing all that? It's not that they don't want to have any spots or wrinkle. But we know you when we came to propose to you now. So which one is the one you are now doing? Praise God. He says it's only once. And Jesus said to be only once. You will marry only once in Jesus' name. And you God will bless with many wedding anniversaries in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But this is what Jesus wants to do. He said, no wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be what? Holy and without blemish. Everything will be complete. There will not be saying, your face is looking one kind. Nobody can complain. Nobody can come with a charge that this church is not complete. And when you look at this thing and you look at what we all look like now, you know that this is not or cannot be accomplished by any human effort. Because the truth be said, what will constitute not having spot or wrinkle? I have no clue. Are you with me? I don't know what it means. Because, you know, if I look at Deeper Life, for example, now, you know, you can begin to count the things you don't like about Deeper Life. That is wrinkle and spot. But we look at PGT, you will find many. If we now put all of us together, you know that there is no hope. Am I communicating? But this is the work he will do and cut you short in righteousness. God will do this. But I believe we need to also begin to engage him in faith and prayers. That this is what you promised you will do. Lord, do it. Am I communicating? Because there are responsibilities. When Pastor started this morning, he said, look, the Bible says endeavoring to maintain the unity of the Spirit is our job. It's not easy to do. But of course, there's a working of the Holy Ghost that helps us to do that. Sure, you understand? But primarily, it is us that must engage. This one, it is he that will do it. We can't do it. Our own part in this is to pray. Because anything that is part of the sovereign activity of God, our job is to pray it into existence. It's not going to act sovereignly. Some people must compel. Is that the right word? Some people must agree with him to bring it to pass. Am I communicating? And so these are the activities, these are the visions, and of course the one I did not tell, what is the one, how does this all this concern us in the church, in this our local assembly? We are not going to be the ones to complete the work of God. It's not given to us. I want to do our own small part. Am I making sense? That's why we take that prayer Show me where I fit into your plan. We all fit in one place or the other. But we need to pray not just for ourselves. We have to learn to find time to pray for the whole body. That the whole body will fulfill a prophetic destiny. And when that prayer doesn't come, you'll find out that God will begin to move and draw those and pick them out and pick them out and pick them out and equip them. And what happens in a local assembly is that when God begins to expose them to truth, the day they say they are not interested, he will pull out his own. And will leave them in their darkness. Not that they will not be born again, God be saved, but you see, they will not be able to move into the next agenda that God has. It's a challenge we have. The things we are sharing today will become ice cream to the generation of Daniel. When Daniel then began to build on it, are we going to say, how old are you? When were you born? It was my hand that born you. No, it's pride. It happens to every generation. Are you with me? There's a generation that prophesied of things that we are talking about. And when the things began to manifest, they began to persecute it. Those things which will not persecute it in the days of Daniel, when Daniel rises and begins to share things that is too marvelous for us to hear. We are. What do you know about the manifestation of the sons of God? My friend, go and sit down. If we are not careful, they will bypass us and go and. If Daniel and all of us agree that we will not move, like I told us, God will go to Elisha's garage and go and raise men for himself. Because God cannot, his program cannot be aborted. It's impossible. He can't. Everything he has said he will do. Amen. The problem is, say both of us and all of us will agree to join him or not. It's a choice we all have. Can we rise up and let us pray and talk to God? What will be your own contribution? What will be your own decision?
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.